Everybody! Woo-hoo! Here I am, it's Karen Hartglass, to bring you another hour of It's All About Food. We're now in the second week of 2020, can you believe it? Already? Here we go, time just marches on, and there is no time, so figure that one out. I am very excited to bring on my guest. I can't wait to talk to her. She is one of these power wonder women, amazing people on the planet, and we need to clone her. Dr. Jamie Delaney practices cardiology and primary care in her wellness practice in Port Charlotte, Florida. Members of her practice have the opportunity of attending 3 different nutrition classes per week. Through plant-based nutrition education, she has had remarkable success in reversing lifestyle diseases such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and autoimmune diseases. She co-authored the Plant-Based Wellness Cookbook, 3 Generations of Cooking with the Doctor, the Dietitian, and the Diva, that showcases family recipes and those taught in her nutrition class. Dr. Delaney is also an endurance athlete, having completed 7 full Ironman distance triathlons, 2 ultra marathons, and over 25 marathons. She just qualified for the Boston Marathon, plant-based, of course. She enjoys backyard gardening with a passion for tropical fruit trees and vegetables. Dr. Delaney also is an ethical vegan and a passionate rescuer of German Shepherd dogs. She's the host of Jamie Delaney, MD, Plant-Based Wellness Podcast with over 235 episodes posted weekly. Hello, Jamie. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm fabulous.
You are fabulous. You are fabulous. Thank you. We have a lot to talk about today. I just wanted to mention, I don't know how long ago it was, a year or so ago, when I see your posts pop up on Facebook. For a while, you were doing this push-up thing.
Yeah.
And every day you were adding more push-ups. I don't know. What did you ultimately get to?
I think I was doing about 50, 60 a day. At one point, it started with that the push-up challenge for mental health for our troops. And it got to be a kind of a funny video because my dogs and cats were always in the scene. And, you know, people started, you know, texting me that it was motivational. So I thought, okay, well, I'll keep it up, you know. And so I've moved on to planks. So I do some push-ups, but I'm not as rigorous as I was before. So I do planks every day. So we have in our practice, we have wellness challenges every month. So we try to do plank challenge, push-up challenge, step challenge. So we mix it up a little bit more than I used to.
Well, in your honor, I tried to do 20 push-ups today. The first 10 were good. 15 were okay. The last 5 were, Yeah, I moved a little bit, but I was very impressed, and it is very motivational, just like the Game Changers documentary. I've seen it twice, and every time I see it, I just want to work out.
I know. It's a great movie. I think it was such great inspiration to bring on board the young people, young athletes, you know, because, I have people that, you know, they'll say, oh, it's okay for you, mom and dad, but, you know, I don't have anything wrong with me and I don't need it. But this shows how athletic performance is improved so much, you know, with plant-based nutrition. And I'm a living testament. I ran my fastest marathon here in December being plant-based. The recovery is so much better, you know, eating plant-based than it ever was, you know, back in the yesteryear. And, you know, you can train more. And if you can train more, you can do more.
Right. Now, you were an endurance athlete before you went plant-based?
A few years, not a tremendous, and I don't know the time frame, but there wasn't much time as, not because I actually, I went plant-based. I went, you know, more vegan than plant-based and was, you know, going around, but it was doing running, training for a marathon that I heard about Forks Over Knives. And that's, you know, how things got started in my practice. So I would say I probably did a couple years not plant-based or transitioning, you know, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But it's been plant-based ever since.
I'm just curious, what do you think about during an ultramarathon?
You know, it's to me, you know, I have only done to a 50K. I think there's probably a 50 miler in my future.
Okay, wait a minute. Don't just say only, okay? 50K is serious.
Yeah, the sleep, when people do this, the multiple day sleep deprivation, I think you might start getting into maybe not as much benefit as, you know, there's a little bit of issue with, you know, multiple day sleep deprivation things. But all in all, you know, studies have shown, and they keep coming out, that there's no upper limits for exercise. You can't be in too good a shape. You know, so I think if you train properly, eat properly, the problem we have is, you know, sometimes it becomes a smorgasbord of junk food at some of these, during the aid stations, you know, what kind of junk I've seen people eating, you know, honey buns and goofy things. But, so I think you have to take your nutrition as well as the endurance part of it seriously. And, you know, when you do that, I think it's pretty safe if you, you know, use your head a little bit like anything else.
Right. Now I'm going to ask the question again. What do you think about while you're running that all that time?
I solve all the world's problems. You know, there's to me, running is my meditation. I run for the most part in the mornings, and I love coming back when the sun's coming up. I have an older dog as well as a middle-aged or a younger, I guess, dog. So we take a really slow first lap with the first dog, and then I drop her off, and then Gretchen and I go out for, you know, some more miles. And it's, you know, it's just fun. And it's, you just, your head just kind of floats away for whatever. And I find it very peaceful. On my long runs, you know, I listen to other podcasts and get ideas, and, you know, so, or audiobooks.
So, sure. Okay. Well, I guess it's not much different than those of us who do short runs. It's just longer.
Yeah, it's just longer. You know, I it's a great excuse to be outside. I love the outdoors. And, you know, when I go out for a longer run on Saturday, it's like I get to play outside for, you know, 4 hours or whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. And the west coast of Florida, I'm familiar with the east coast of Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Boca Raton, all those places. But the west coast is very different, and I find it's a lot more beautiful.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a little bit more laid back here. You know, it's starting to become, you know, a little bit more touristy, I guess, over the time. Port Charlotte was originally more of a fishing community. So people that would, you know, winter down here that like to fish or be outside boats, sailboats, a rich sailboat community. And so that's, in course, golfing. That's really what drew people. But we get the New York Midwest typically come. Upper New York, Midwest typically come to this side, or that's where a lot of people, you know, spend their winters down here. But yeah, it's a nice place to be outside. There's, you know, again, besides the boating, paddleboarding, those kind of things, it's a great place to run and cycle.
Okay, so you have this fantastic practice, and you've, as I understand it, designed it in your own way, including nutrition and offering all kinds of things that a normal practice would not offer.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, when I was a traditional cardiologist for many years, and I, you know, when I started running marathons, I started putting my finishers medals and t-shirts. We frame them and put them up in the different rooms to try to motivate people to exercise. And we always have this wellness in the back of our heads. And, you know, when I heard about Dr. Esselstyn and how he took people, and, you know, what resonated with me was that he took the time to teach them the how and the why. If you know the science behind something, you're more likely to actually adopt it. And so I thought, well, we'll just do that. And that's started, you know, an evening class with 16 people to come in, and I did a little cooking demonstration and did a little, actually it started out just a whiteboard type of lecture and then moved on to PowerPoint talks. And we'd introduce a green, you know, a nitric oxide producing green to them, and a new grain, a new whole grain, you know, whether it was farro or, you know, pearl barley or farro or something, you know, or Afrika or something like that. So every week we tried to, you know, incorporate the talk and the menu, and teach people how to get food on the table quickly, you know, 30-minute meals that didn't take, you know, a recipe book and a degree in culinary, you know, whatever. And quickly we started noticing people's blood pressure started to normalize, their diabetes started getting better, their diabetic neuropathy started going away, their angina started going away. And it's like, oh my goodness, you know, this is true. It does work. And it went from one class to two classes to three classes. And we actually moved out of the building into a house that in a different location for a while, and then actually came back and brought and tore down a wall in my office and put a kitchen in and a classroom. So now we can house about 25 people, and we have you know, a full kitchen to work out of and do the demos. We do cutting classes. So, you know, we put the, you know, like the desks all together like you did in grade school and do chopping courses. We make we bring a bunch of Instant Pots in and make soups. And then when I changed my practice, I grandfathered in all my 90-year-olds. You know, being a cardiologist in Florida for over 20 years, I've accumulated some people over time. And so we took about 30 90-year-olds, actually the oldest 101. Wow. And we grandfathered them in, so they don't pay anything. They come for free. And so we deliver soups. We make things in class and actually deliver it to them if they're in an assisted living facility or a nursing home or even at their own home. So it's nice to make a visit and bring some soup. So it's a cool thing.
Oh my goodness. Where did you, and why aren't there like more of you?
You know, it's the best thing that's ever happened. Okay. You know, I went for you, just people getting, you know, medicine after medicine to all of a sudden people feeling good and being happy. What's not to like?
What's not to like about that? I mean, isn't that why most people go medical practice? And then something happens.
Yeah, something happened. You know, we turned big box shopping into big box medicine. And took the, you know, I grew up in a little town in West Virginia where there was a GP that was the doctor for the town, and he delivered all the babies and he knew you and your grandparents and everything. And I always admired that. And we've always run a family practice, you know, family type oriented practice, meaning that my daughter's been in the office. My mother's been in the hanging out in the office. My nurse and secretary have worked for me for the whole entire time I've been in this private practice. And so our patients know us. They know our families. We know them. And we try to treat people like, you know, we would treat our family. I've coached, you know, I've rearranged my schedule to coach track and basketball, whatever, and my patients know about that. And so it's a very open family style practice, and it only made sense to take it this one step further and incorporate nutrition and wellness into it.
I love it. Okay. I want to talk about this conference that is coming up in March that I'm going to be a part of, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, so it's the 5th annual. Can you tell me about it and what happens and everything?
You know, I've always been one that's like, well, let's just have a conference and we'll see what happens. And so 5 years ago, we invited Dr. Esselstyn and Anne down for our first annual conference, and we wanted to showcase plant-based nutrition, you know, without oil, salt, or sugar. And so we had them speak and I spoke. We did a cooking demo and people loved it because it was a room of about 125 people, mainly from the, you know, community. And so we had people come from wherever, but, you know, mainly locally or visitors to the area. And it, all of a sudden they got to be in a room that was just positive, you know, all over. The people shared their experiences. You know, it wasn't about why are you doing this? It's like, how can we do better? And it was just a big hit. So we decided to, you know, keep doing it. So every year we invite a couple guests. Last year we had Dr. Goldhammer down. The year before we had Dr. Lyle down. And so this year we're having a girls event. So it'll be great. We're having you and Pam Popper and my daughters going to speak. And we're going to have a cooking cook-off, you know, with all of us. I think that'll be fabulous. Share recipes from all our book and all our brains. And just have a great day. So I have the funny story about how it's evolved. We typically held it at a country club. It's one of the, you know, the bigger venues that we have, but last year we had a problem with the chef at the country club that he just really wasn't getting on the plant-based wagon. And I was afraid because obviously this is, we're showcasing just like you. It's all about the food. If the food's bad, you know, we're going to crash here. And we actually fired the chef and hired a lady that's real into plant-based, a chef that's, you know, does private catering. And so now, you know, we have our own chef that is going to be here second year in a row. We've previously just had to, you know, hope and pray. But we have, you know, our plant-based, no oil, salt, sugar chef and a great venue at a Port Charlotte, a little beach complex that looks out on the water. You know, a little wellness and a little mobility in between and a great breakfast and lunch and, you know, Q&A. So it'll be a great day. And, you know, so this is the fifth year for this and we decided to actually extend it. And we're trying to, you know, offer a limited spot for people to come a week in advance to hang out with us. And, you know, we're not going to make them run ultra marathons, but, you know, we do want to do the early morning exercise and wherever, you know, wherever people happen to be and an afternoon, you know, a Florida experience of some sort of exercise and cooking demos and nutrition courses and, you know, wellness evaluations and just work with people for a whole week and really get them a plan so that when they leave after the conference, they've got a goal for the next, you know, 6 months to a year, what they want to accomplish. And they've got a good base, you know, for their exercise, because it's not all about, you know, no, I should say it is all about the food, but it, there's also, you got to move, right? You just can't sit and eat plant-based and help to be, and hope to be healthy. So we want people to move and to be mobile and to eat plant-based. And so we're hoping to give people the opportunity to spend a week with us to do that.
I'm thinking of classic types of vacations that people go on. So they like to go to the beach, they like to go to beautiful places, but coupled with that is eating all the wrong foods and eating a lot of it, and people complain about gaining weight on vacation. And I don't know that I would think of it as a vacation, this thing that you're planning. And what a great gift it would be to yourself to be able to be in a beautiful environment and relax and at the same time take care of yourself and take something with you that you can use for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation, you know. It's a, like I said, March and the west coast of Florida is a beautiful time. The skies are blue, and to be in a positive environment and, you know, enjoy, you know, I always tell people I enjoy every meal that I eat. I look forward to every meal that I eat and I enjoy every meal, you know, and so you should. It's just, it's all about fun and all about enjoyment and, you know, and being well.
So, how do people find out about this conference? They go to drdelaney.com.
Yes, absolutely. There's a link right there. It's spelled out drdelaney.com, and there's a drop down to sign up for the conference for either the 1 day conference or the immersion. And if anybody has any questions, there's a phone number that they can call, and we'd be happy to talk with them more about how it goes. And you know, the venue is you know, a nice hotel in town. And actually, the evening meal is going to be, you know, hosted by a local restaurant that through our plant-based wellness program, we've partnered with a restaurant in town that he actually has one time a month a full vegan menu. And every day of the week, he has a Dr. Delaney approved entree. Mm. And so Chef Keith is going to be doing dinner for us every evening. So he's very well versed and, you know, so beautiful food, you know, beautiful environment. So it's great.
I remember my partner Gary and I, we did a show. We had a show for a while called The Swing Gourmets. We called it the Happy Earth Day Review when we would do it on Earth Day, which is also my birthday. And then we modified it depending on who we were doing it for. And we did it part of a Dr. Furman event. And we ended up performing late in the day after they'd had a full day of lectures. And I know everybody was exhausted. But it was funny because Gary went into the men's room and he could hear some of the men just like, they weren't exactly complaining, but they had been eating this new food and they were experiencing the changes in the bathroom.
Funny.
Yeah, which is important to talk about.
Right, because I think it's going to happen. You know, people, you know, they think something, you know, strange is going on when GI functions actually become normal for humans versus, you know, other species of animals that that it typical, you know, so it's like, no, this is not, you know, some GI disturbance. This is actually, you know, this is some normal things that are happening and it's all good.
Yeah. And sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable in the beginning. People might have more gas because they're consuming more fiber, but, and they just need to know that this will pass.
Yes.
Pun intended.
Yes.
Can we talk about your cookbook?
Certainly. Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so we started doing the nutrition class, and like I said, it grew to 3 classes a week, and we had certain recipes that we were doing that people liked in class. And, you know, my co-authors are my 86-year-old mother and my daughter, who's a registered dietitian. And so they're also family recipes that we like at home. And one of the classes that we do, or one of the sessions we do, we actually go to the local grocery store and we're walking through the grocery store and we spend a lot of time in the produce section. And I'll say, you know, this is cauliflower. This is what you do with this. This is, you know, whatever, you know, broccoli rabe and what we do, you know, what I do with this. And people say, what, you know, what's that recipe? What's that recipe? And it's like, you know, so we, he said, you need to make a cookbook. And it's like, great. You know, we'll just throw this thing together. We have all these recipes that we do in class. It should be easy. You know, not.
Nothing's ever easy.
Yeah, you know, Amazon says all you got to do is, you know, you send some pictures in, send some recipes in, they magically, you know, go into the machine and come out a cookbook. Well, that's not exactly how it went, but through trial and tribulation, we managed to get it together without too many family feuds. And, you know,
came up it's beautiful.
Yeah, these recipes that, you know, like I said, we like. One thing that I'm really proud of is the introduction to the book is dedicated to my grandmother, Addie Delaney. Mm-hmm. And she passed from heart disease and diabetes. And really, you know, truth be known, that's why I do what I do. I spent a lot of time with her. She was a wonderful Irish cook and she made this salt rice and bread. And of course, you know, we, again, growing up in West Virginia, it was lard and whole milk in this recipe. And I really wanted to put this recipe that starts using a potato fermented starter.
I love that. And I really want to try it. When I read that, I was like, I got to try this.
Yeah, it's a real dense, you know, heavy bread. So I thought, well, okay, if I can make this with soy milk and take out the oil, then it's a go. And it works, you know. So I was so, you know, so happy to be able to put that in there. But you know, my mom's a big soup gal. She's an Italian, you know, cook. And we, of course, the stuffed shells, we always have a stuffed shell cook-off at Christmas time. She makes them, I make them. And we have, you know, a lot of guests in and, you know, whose is whose, you know. And Addie's a big baker and dessert person. And so it all worked out. We all had our niches in there.
Well, it's beautiful. I want to know, why is your daughter the diva?
No, my daughter's the dietitian.
Oh, who's the diva? Your mom?
Diva is my mom. Yeah.
Or you? When you?
No, I'm the doctor. Addie is the dietitian.
And your daughter's the diva. Right. Okay. Your mom's the diva.
And when you meet my daughter or my mother, when you come down here, she helps me in nutrition class. And we used to call her little Van in nutrition class because she would serve, pick up things, and kind of be my right hand lady. And so we nicknamed her little Van in nutrition class. Like Vanna White, but that wasn't going to work for a cookbook. So, you know, when you meet her, you'll understand who the diva is real quick.
Okay, I can't wait. I mean, one of the things that I like about this cookbook is how family-oriented it is with little anecdotes and the importance of not only preparing meals, but preparing meals for your family. And it makes such a difference. Not just because you're eating healthy, nutritious food and you know exactly what's going into the meals you're making, but to gather around a table is important. And everyone's gotten away from that.
Yeah, I can't stress that importance either. We've always been a family that ate together. And, you know, no matter what was going on, whether it was, you know, a basketball event or a track event or whatever, there was always a time out to have dinner together. And most, you know, we didn't eat out very often, and we've all enjoyed cooking. Like I said, I grew up around my grandmother cooking, Addie and grew up around my mother cooking and myself, you know, and we were all in the kitchen together. And, you know, I think that does build for a strong family bond. And again, you know, you learn the ways of your parents, you know, so mm-hmm. if you've never eaten out, I had a person join the practice that, you know, in her 30s had a lot of, even had a tumor in her esophagus. Thank goodness it was benign, but nevertheless a tumor. And she had never not eaten fast food for dinner. She grew up, they, you know, everybody was busy and they grabbed takeout fast food every meal. And she was very ill in her 30s, you know, largely because of what she ate.
Wow.
And, you know, and of course, then we hear people saying, well, their children are picky or they don't eat this or they eat, but they weren't exposed to it, you know. So it's so important to expose children early on to these different vegetables. And like you say, just to be around each other, you know, you look somebody in the eye, you know, if they're happy or they're sad or something happened. And it's, you know, you remain close when you eat together.
Can I pick out some of the recipes that I really liked in your book?
Certainly.
Okay. So a lot of them are similar to how we cook at home, but they're a little twists. And I always like raise my eyebrow and go, oh, that's a nice idea. Some of the ones that I like that I can't wait to try are the baked coconut tofu. We do a lot of baked tofu, and I like your idea of coating the tofu either with the coconut. You have another recipe, a garlic eggplant stir fry with baked tofu, and you put like a rice flour breading on the tofu and crisp it up in the oven before you stir fry it. Both of those sound really yummy.
Yeah, we really like those. And they actually double as a good hors d'oeuvre, you know, so when people, if you have, and they're great for kids because, again, it's like a finger food. It's almost a chicken nugget type of deal, you know, when you can pick the little tofu squares up and eat them. And they have, you know, good flavor. We use a little almond milk to, or some sort of, you know, plant milk to coat them so the coconut, you know, sticks to them, as well as a little rice. Yeah. And
right.
It's real quick.
The other one I wanted to mention, you make a deviled tomato where instead of the egg white, you use a tomato and stuff it with a similar filling that a deviled egg is filled with. I don't know if you ever had this or tried this, but you can take silken tofu and cook it with a little agar powder. And I like to add a little onion powder too. And then you can put it in these, you know, the egg holders you get in a refrigerator.
Right, right.
You can put the silken tofu mixture in them and make what looks like half of a hard boiled egg.
Wow. No, I have not.
And then you can scoop a little out and put your deviled egg mixture in. They look just like deviled eggs.
Wow, I'm going to try that. That may be a new class recipe. That might be something we do. Yeah.
I mean, I like the tomato better, actually, because it's so colorful and tomatoes are good for you and it's a lot easier. But there's just something fun about that.
It's always fun to kind of surprise.
Eat an egg. Yeah.
Surprise people that aren't plant-based. Yeah, we do that. We do the little carrot, you know, the carrot dog recipe for Christmas in hors d'oeuvres. We did the pizza dough and, you know, we did little carrots and wrapped them like, you know, people used to eat pigs. Kids eat pigs in the blanket, whether the mini hot dogs in the crescent roll thing. So we did that with our homemade dough and the marinated carrots and dipped those. And people, you know, they thought they were eating a little hot dog. They didn't know, you know, the lights are a little dim and everybody was happy.
I love it. Anyway, there's a bunch of recipes in here that I've had this cookbook a while now, and I have to admit I haven't dug into it, but this interview has prompted me to really take a look at it, and it's really quite good. I look at a lot of cookbooks, and I can tell that you've made a lot of these recipes, and they're colorful and tasty, and surprise, they're good for you.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, they truly are. They've stood the test of multiple nutrition classes as well as our family. You know, when my mom, like I said, she's 86 now, and she didn't become plant-based. I guess she was probably around 80, and she had a bout with lymphoma, and that was really what I took over all the cooking for both sides of the both kitchens. And so, okay, now we're all plant-based. That was like the last straw. And you know, she started to say, some things she liked, some things she didn't like, and she's like, make that again. That'll be a go-to. We call it a go-to recipe. You know, something that tasted good, would be the let's do that one again. It's a go-to, or as opposed to maybe not, and that's kind of how everything evolved with us is, these are our, and we try to do that with our the members in the class is find some recipes, four or five recipes that are your go-to that you really like on a regular basis. And then the other days you can experiment if you want, or to try something, but you got to keep it simple, especially when you're first starting out. Something you really like, something that's, you can make without, going back and forth and following a recipe in real detail. Something maybe you can make your own. Some of these recipes you can do little tweaks on and make them your own. And but it gives you enough basics that you feel comfortable in the kitchen doing this, and that really helps people.
Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait to meet you in person and be a participant in your upcoming conference. I'm very excited, and I hope some folks that are listening, you'll check out Dr. Delaney's website and see if you want to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially with Dr. Pam Popper. She is amazing also. It's just the energy is going to be incredible. And I just may learn something.
I think we'll all learn something and have a great time in the process. So I am super excited. It's going to be a really fun week and weekend, and a good time is promised to all.
Great. Well, thank you for joining me today, and I'm just looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that was Dr. Jamila Delaney. And you can find out more at drdelaney.com. And you have to spell out the doctor, DrDelaney.com. And join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the end of March. Check it out.